was a thing that came up when we were into doing the political thing a little bit. They were asking one of the major issues always in political battles is how would you control inflation? How would you solve the inflation problem?
Inflation problem, I suggested, make gold coins as medium of exchange.
That means that they'll be the same, it'll have the same value all over the world.
No question of that. The money has to be paid by a real money, gold, silver. No paper.
But whether it's gold or paper, it's all, isn't it all just representative of...
No, media will extend.
Yeah.
To pay you, if you don't accept paper, then I'll have to give you gold or silver as an international exchange as well. Then there is no inflation because you will not accept paper, so the use of printing knows. They are printing notes without any gold reserve.
Nothing. It's just imaginary wealth.
The bank will give you loan. They got to give you loan. They haven't got to pay anything in gold and silver. One check. With that check, you can purchase lots of commodities and hold it, the price will end. If I have to pay gold for holding, then I am limited. The price is not increased. This is the only way. They introduce gold only, gold and silver. Period, in our childhood there was practically no notes. Silver. If I have to take payment from you, 1,000 rupees, will give me so much silver. But for counting, I have to see whether it is. There was some imitation. Counterfeit. Each coin you have to see them saying like that. And for 1,000 rupees you have to occupy so much space.
And wait so much.
And wait also. The tight one, not so bad. If you take some cash, 1,000, 2,000 rupees, you feel, you don't simply walk on the street. Now, if somebody knows that he has got 1,000 rupees cash, okay, maybe you will tip. In the bank, they are so much afraid. They keep police in the bank. Police guard, all it.
They have so much security systems and TV cameras and all sorts. Is there any kind of painkiller or anything?
Huh?
Is there any kind of a painkiller?
No.
Nothing we can get from India or anything like that?
No, don't tell me either.
They have no reason to object to something, but they just do it out of their nasty nature. Anyway, so I had the forms filled out, everything. Then we went to a lawyer, we got it notarized, everything in order. The man this morning said he would give us the passport the same day. Then this other man, higher up, bigger dog, we went to see him. And he said, no, no, it will take 4 days. So I said, why not do it in 3 days? We can get it Monday. We were very nice, myself and Mr. Butcher, Subhavir Paswan. He was also a Punjabi. They were speaking Punjabi. Mr. Butcher was even begging him, like, unnecessary things. And finally he said, come back Monday morning, after sitting there for 2 hours like this, for no reason.
But no, yesterday.
But no today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably need a new passport because all the pages are, you know, filled up. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get it in Fiji, but the embassy was the other side of the island. Anyway. So we'll try again Monday morning. I told him, though, that we've given our lives to preach the Dharma of Bharata Varsa. And sometimes we become, I told him in a nice way, not in an angry way. Sometimes we become very disenchanted and disheartened. We see that Indians like yourself, they present unnecessary obstacles to our preaching mission.
And that is sufficient insult. That enrages me. You said Indians give us. That offended me.
No, that was after he said no. Then he changed his mind a little bit, but I don't know. He said, come back Monday morning then. I was thinking maybe he wanted to be bribed or something. Maybe Mr. Butcher knows.
Indian government is nasty, there is no doubt.
Unnecessarily. He said, I have to fill out 4 pages. 4 pages of the passport. That takes 4 days.
And everyone in government have a, at least, it is to be supposed they are all nasty. Here also, right? It is the other day the custom. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary.
Unnecessary. He's opening the snuff box, this box, that box. Unnecessary. Not a gentleman.
Not at all.
It is stated there, a snuff, and he's bringing a knife to me.
Harassment.
Happy man. Rajanna. Dasudhana, simply wanting some pride. They are in power. And that will increase. It will be impossible to do. Now it is already. In India, any work you want to be done by government, unless you bribe. In Africa also. The situation is becoming very dangerous. That Mallik Thakur Bari,
yes. Huh?
In
Calcutta. Yes.
The state is in the management of official trustee. And this trustee in charge of the trust board, they give us so much trouble and exploit the position for his personal property. I have seen it. Horrible. For instance, I can give you in some property there is some repair. It will cost you, say, 100 rupees, and they will give it to a contractor, and the contractor will present a bill, 1200 rupees, and he will pass it. And the contractor will be given, say, 200 rupees and balance it. They have seen.
Stealing from the trust.
In this way, he is. Money is in his hand. He wants money for expenditure. So if I press you, you will need the money. So you do everything. Give some money. Get the money. You are in urgent need. Maybe. All whole world have become dishonest. Even high court judges, magistrates, they are getting bribed.
It's an extreme. It's an extremely difficult situation to
live in. Extremely. They've lost their religious sentiment, religious consciousness. That's like rude, crude. there was one chief minister in Punjab. He called a big business, big man. Mr. Satan said, I'm sending such and such man, give him 10,000 rupees and drop. Without waiting for his reply. So what for? Why you are asking? Give him 10,000 rupees. And the man goes, and he has to pay, otherwise he knows that this minister will harass me in so many ways. Later on.
Public servants.
Huh?
They're called public servants. These so-called government officials.
In your country, there are so many bogus institutes. There was one Mr. Bogart. I used to call him Bogus. Bogart is a title?
Yes.
His business is he has got some institute. The United Nations building. And he has got some office also. That means some poor country, poor giving to charity, propaganda. And he, the office, and he present some application to the whole foundation. And the trustees will give him money. There is no poverty-stricken application, but through this institution. And there is click between the two. They are all that trustee can, that they sign.
In South Africa?
Yes. They were taking money. Somebody told me.
Grandfather left $200,000 to be given to charity, his last will and testament. And they're scheming how to keep the money.
Everywhere.
Is it because they're killing the cows that this is happening, Srila Prabhupada?
So many things. In India there is no, at least, gentlemen, they do not eat meat. But the thing is that when there is fire, everyone will suffer. If there is fire in this building, either you are sinful or not sinful, the effects will be shared by you.
There was one newspaper at the Indian Embassy printed in Canada. It's called The Indian Calling. Yes, on the back page they have one. Supplement.
They took from Bhakti Godhead magazine.
Is it that one?
Yes. This is printed by the Indian community. One man, Anand Singh. And he included a part of an article from the Bhakti Godhead magazine. There's one article in here. Also, the front page is a whole, there's a racket they had going, these people, this man. He went to India and he found one widow. And he said, I'm personal friend of the Prime Minister of Canada. Give me money, I'll take you to Canada. You become, I'll make sure you get immigration status. So she came with him to Canada. Then he started blackmailing her. give me this much money every day, otherwise I'll reveal that you're an illegal immigrant. You'll be in trouble with the government. And eventually it became such a burden that he simply killed her. Cut her into 3 pieces. And killed her. Then they found parts of different bodies like this. And they finally found the man.
Roman Vatsky?
Yes, this happened in Toronto. He writes what appears to be a nice editorial. Weak Western educational system. It's on the second page. Which he brings out how the Indians have taken the worst from the West, namely its educational system.
It is my lesson.
No, but I think he's gotten this from you, the idea of Vedic education. You're the only person preaching this in the world, practically. Certainly read some of your books, must be.
He said, we heard that your spiritual master is coming to town. We'd like to put a part of one of the articles from the BTG in our paper. Well, did he put in the advertisement?
What's that?
I'm surprised. And he said, I'd also like to put an advertisement in the paper. But then he said he wanted to charge us money for the advertisement. So I told him, I said, you're from India. We should want to do this for free. He wouldn't do it.
They used part of your article to advertise Indian culture. This could play to have gotten his ideas from Indian ancient Indian Vedas. And at the same time, they won't even give a free advertisement when you, the speaker of the article, is here in person.
Anyway, you have refused to pay.
Yes, I refused.
Yes.
I said, if you want to do it for free, then we'll be happy to put it in. I said, we're spending $200 every Sunday to give prasad to these people. Why do you want us to charge us so that we can advertise for them to come?
So this newspaper wants to see me?
They're coming to Prabhupada at 6:30.
This newspaper?
Oh, not this one, no. The Toronto Star. It's the main paper in Canada.
Oh.
And they'll be here at 6:30 now.
There's a big advertisement here for Swami Vishnu Devananda. He's a brother. From the Shivananda Yoga Vedanta Center. He's got a lecture on the 5 basic aspects of yoga.
Thank you.
commission $3.
Getting quite a few calls, well, within the last 2 months, four Indian people have come to me requesting that they can get married in a temple. I told them I...
No. We are not marriage company. We get married. Our students, if there is necessity. They will arrange their marriage in our temple.
They arrange the marriage on their own. They have the ceremony here. Then they pay some fee.
They don't even know. They don't even know that the deity is none different from Krishna.
Even the proposal was there in Montreal. Then it will become a business. They are not devoted. They have no good place to perform the marriage, they come here.
The rest of the year they don't come.
We have got a separate place
for
allowing them.
Yes, we have this other room adjacent to the temple room, which is very large.
So that can be used by them. Not the big hall.
Not the temple room, but use this other room. The idea being that they will start to relate to the temple.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're reluctant to come, but if they think there's some facility, then they'll come anyway for that. Then they can see the deities. And they will pay for catering. And we will serve them prasada, and they will give the money for the prasada. And that way they can get prasada from the deity.
Oh, prasada we shall arrange. And they will pay for that.
Yeah, it's just like the Christians. They have that kind of thing when they have a banquet.
And that can get them.
What type of ceremonies? They want some sort of...
Havan.
What?
Havan.
What's that?
There.
Yeah, they want fire sacrifice. Can we give them some other ceremony? No. To satisfy them?
Other ceremony?
Well, like sometimes the Indians come with their children, and they want us to bless the children. So we give them charanamrita, and we
that's right.
And hold the child, and then they give some dakshin, $5 or $10.
And they have to give charanamrita. They are giving some donation. That's right.
We can give them a lecture on householder life. Have them sit, we give them a lecture, and then give them charanamrita.
Who will hear your lecture?
The people that come for this ceremony.
Oh. They can hold kirtan. They're really nice in the chant Hare Krishna.
They want the fire. They want the fire. They want to have a priest to build a, to make a fire ceremony for their wedding. Many Indians ask this.
Yes.
So on the whole, what they're going to pay?
$500.
$500?
Oh, yes. I mean, I had some Indian men that gave $300 worth of boga just for your coming. Four men came with 70 pounds of butter, 50 pounds of sugar, so many preparation boga for offering. So I think they'll pay $500. That's for catering. As we give the prasadam, we give the hall for the evening. They can come, and with the devotees will be there. We distribute prasadam to them.
Kirtan.
Have kirtan.
Kirtan for that distribution is there. You can tell us. That is our main program.
But they don't pay that much. They have to pay at least $1,000.
I don't think that's very much.
Yeah, that's nice. They give them prasadam and then the chant, then it is all right.
Yeah, they pay that easily for a wedding. It's a big thing for Indians.
Yes.
Even the Western people.
Whatever they do, but prasadam will be distributed by us.
Yes.
And they must chant. What happened now? Yes. Hare Krishna.
How should I satisfy them for the desire for a fire, as Jagadish was saying?
They can have their own fire. What is it? They chant some Vedic mantra. That's all right.
Here?
You must chant Hare Krishna mantra.
We can allow them to have a fire here?
What is it now? This Vedic mantra.
Yes. And then they will feel that the temple is like a place where they can come. Even though if it's only for once a year, they will still give the lakshmi, the donation.
They will consider it is their own.
Yes.
Interest.
Because all the Christians have their churches, and we are the only church for them. The other there are four temples in Toronto of other Indian groups. But they're political and social. The people really don't like them, and they don't have deities like we have.
That is a fuss. That is not temple. In London also there are Hindu centers, all not.
They
now they are installing deity. But it is not taken care of properly.
They invited me, Srila Prabhupada, to visit one of their Sunday services. And I went, and they had a fire, an installation of the deities. Mm-hmm. And they had one Brahmin. And they had a small deity of Vishnu. And he had the fire sacrifice in 4 minutes. And then they installed the deity on the altar. And that was it.
Yeah, why do that?
This report is issued to the Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.